And now I call on Maya Dallagher, a member of my own congregation, to share with us the dwelling of the Word, Isaiah 55.
Well, hi, I'm Maya Dallagher, and I come from Glory Day in Duluth. I've been looking forward to this weekend for a while because, like most of you, I love to be surrounded by God's love and God's people. Many times I don't know what's missing in my life, but when I find God, I realize how much I've missed him. After LYO events and camps, I have this amazing spiritual high, and I never want it to go away. Yet somehow I always get sucked back into society's drama. The happiness I feel when I'm immersed in Christ is an obvious sign from God, telling me how to live life as a Christian. But when I'm back at home and I have to make more of an effort to live out Christ's work, that high tends to dwindle and I go back to the self-absorbed life of the American teenager. This cycle is exactly what God is trying to prevent in Isaiah 55. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? That's a great question. Why do we spend our time and money on things that don't fill us up? So I'm trying to only eat the bread that satisfies. I'm not exactly leading the nations, like Isaiah says, but me and so many others are doing the best, our best, to live the glorified life that God gave us. The first time I got a taste of God's love was my first year of camp. We took a Christ hike, which is where we walk around the camp and different scenes from the Passion are acted out. The last scene was down by the waterfront. I didn't really know it was coming, and then suddenly I saw Jesus being hung on the cross, and I had put him there. I couldn't believe that this God could love me of all people after I had just crucified him. That was the moment I began to realize how crazy our God's love is for us. Every year I went to camp, I waited for the Christ hike experience, and every time it gave me a taste of what I could be doing with my life. After a couple more years of camp, the synod journey to New Orleans, and some friends pushing me, I applied and was accepted to the LYO board. Being a part of this group was a breath of fresh air. Every couple months, I had a weekend just for God. No cell phones, no drama, no homework, just fellowship with each other and praising God. My faith exploded the years I was on the LYO board because of the amazing support and the many role models my fellow peers and adult leaders gave me. Things that were told to me before now have a much deeper meaning. I have always known that God loves me no matter what, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. But it wasn't until the last campfire at my first year of camp that I really understood what this meant. Trevor Essen, who some of you might remember, he was the speaker, he did this devotion last year. Well, we were all around the campfire swaying, singing Light the Fire, and Trevor was just singing his heart and soul out to God, and he was everywhere. But Trevor, he's a little tone deaf, let's just say that. But, you know, he didn't care at all, and nobody else cared. And that is what God's love is about. LYO has given me so many moments like this one that fill me up. But a few days after I would come home, the fire in my heart would go from a roar to a flicker. This year's Cardiodeo retreat had a Bible study with a verse that changed this a little more, a verse that has quenched my thirst many times. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. This verse helped me understand what it means to be protected by God's love. When I worry about petty things that hinder my faith, I know now just to give it all to God and He will take care of it. This verse not only satisfies my faith, but is also a great stress reliever in my senior year. The Bible studies I have led with LYO have deepened my faith greatly. Before, I only cracked open a Bible when I had to, but now I can find God in Scripture. It seems that the more I learn and the more God fills me up, the more I crave His love. Because I crave His love, I see it more often, be it watching Lake Superior's giant waves crash on a windy day in awe of what our God can do, or listening to and learning from my congregation, which takes God's word and lives it out every day. The little actions are what make a difference, like when Paul Stuklensky makes me dried bananas just because he can. Or one Wednesday night Bible study, I had a lot of questions about the reality of the Bible and how much of it was embellishment. Well, Sue Anderson sent me an email explaining a little bit about how the Bible was written to help me understand. God shines especially through the younger kids in my congregation. Like when Dee, Esmeralda, and Katie and Martha are always making sure the orange juice containers are full at our neighborhood breakfasts. Or when Molly gives me a big hug after church and says she's missed me. After realizing how much the people in my congregation care about me, I felt like I was part of a bigger family that is related in Christ. The small actions by my church showed me that being a Christian is about loving God and loving others. Like the people in my congregation, I want to be living out Isaiah 55 every day. I was talking with Catherine and Rhonda, two of the adult leaders from LYO, last year at camp. It was during lunch. They were wondering about my future plans. I rattled off a bunch of random ideas, and they thought those were great, but Catherine promptly asked if I had ever thought about going into ministry. Well, I hadn't thought about it much, but now I have. During LYO and while I'm at church, I'm the person I want to be all the time. One day, a light switch turned on, and I realized hanging out with God's people could be my job. I could eat what is good and delight in the richest of fare for a living. I have heard God's word through camp, LYO, the Bible, and church, and I'm trying to accomplish what He wants. Although I forget about that goal often, God is always there to rein me back in and tell me to go out in joy and be led forth in peace. Thank you very much.